This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, December 7th. There may be some fog to start the day, but otherwise it'll be sunny and calm on Wednesday. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 43 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Wednesday. Morning commuters should be wary of the possibility of dense fog before 11 a.m. On Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear, with a low of around 25 degrees. The Iowa chapter of the Humane Society of the United States is working with the Cedar County Sheriff's Office to offer a $5,000 reward for anyone who can provide information that leads to the arrest of the person who shot a cat with a crossbow in October. Atticus, one of eight cats belonging to Molly Garrett and her family, went missing between October 20th and October 21st. Garrett and her family take in a lot of stray cats, and Atticus, a red tabby, has been living with them for about a year. Usually the cats roam freely during the day and return at night to avoid dangers like coyotes near their home near Wilton. But one night Atticus returned with a bolt through his body. Luckily for Atticus, he walked away from the encounter with all nine lives intact. The projectile managed to go cleanly through his body without hitting any organs. He's almost completely healed now after receiving a lot of pampering over the last month. The Sheriff's Department has been investigating the incident, but hasn't found any leads. They discovered the projectile was a bolt from a crossbow, which requires a special license to hunt with in Iowa, but searching for registered crossbows in the area hasn't turned up anything so far. The city of Cedar Rapids is negotiating a deal to purchase land at up to $10 million from Rick and Marsha Stickle to build a flood control levee around Cedar Lake, with additional land providing for a floodplain. The Cedar Rapids City Council voted Tuesday to okay the city's purchase of the property at and around 556 Stickle Drive Northeast and Cedar Lake, as well as easement rights around Union Pacific's North Rail Yard and the lake, for a segment of the $750 million permanent flood control system in the city. Under the city's flood control system master plan, which was approved after the devastating flood of 2008 to protect the city from rising Cedar River waters, the north end of the system ties into high ground around Interstate 380 and J Avenue Northeast. Two Cedar Rapids multi-unit buildings, Geneva Tower and Hawthorne Hills, have been sold to a Denver-based development company, the Affordable Housing Network said on Tuesday. Geneva Tower, whose apartments at 310 Fifth Avenue Southeast are rented to mostly low-income seniors and adults with disabilities, and Hawthorne Hills, an income-based housing facility at 2283 C Street Southwest, were sold to Edgemark Communities, the affordable housing division of Edgemark Development. Financial terms of the sale, finalized December 2nd, were not released.